Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
That's the sound of some chilly Red Sox fans celebrating the 2018 World Series champs' return to Fenway Park yesterday. Many fans, though, are already concerned about this year's team after yesterday's 7-5 loss to the Toronto Blue Jays, which dropped the Sox record on the young season to 3-9. WBUR Sports and Society reporter Shira Springer was at the home opener and joins us now. Morning, Shira.
Good morning, Deborah.
Well, a tough start to the season for the Sox and a tough first game at Fenway, right?
Yeah, and not just because of what happened on the field. It was 39 degrees when the first pitch took place, and it did not get much warmer throughout the afternoon. Kind of makes you wonder about playing baseball in early April in Boston.
But that didn't keep the fans away. Sellout crowd.
Nope.
Many people were there early for pregame ceremonies. What were some of the big moments?
Well, the big moment you have to really go with first is the players getting their rings one by one. They all seemed really genuinely moved and excited. They got the boxes with the rings in them, and they were taking a closer look and comparing them. And pitcher David Price was the first player to get a ring, and he got a really nice ovation, and he looked very emotional, really touched, soaking it all in. And then the whole team went over to the flagpole in center to raise the 2018 World Series banner. Jackie Bradley Jr. was asked what went through his mind with the banner raising and the ring presentation, and he said this.
First thought was it's cold, and just enjoying the moment. Enjoying the moment, not thinking too much, you know, in the past and not in the future. Just enjoying the present and focusing on the accomplishment.
Yeah, and obviously mentioning the cold there, of course. And other big moments, the Super Bowl champion Patriots were there with their Lombardi trophies. They came out for the ceremonial first pitch. That group included recently retired Rob Gronkowski, but no Tom Brady, no Bill Belichick, and not surprisingly, no Robert Kraft.
And there were a few surprises for opening day as usual, right, Shira?
Yeah, manager Alex Cora mentioned that he was surprised by some of the players from past championship teams that showed up and took part in the festivities, particularly Manny Ramirez and Curt Schilling. Both of those players have been involved in their share of controversies. For Ramirez, that's been two drug-related suspensions. For Schilling, it's been related to offensive social media posts and his failed video game company in Rhode Island.
And the game itself, the Red Sox were hoping to erase memories of a rough road trip that started this season. What happened?
Yeah, unfortunately, the return home didn't bring any real turnaround results-wise. The Red Sox are still trying to figure out how to play better. But there was some reason for optimism before the third inning. We'll start with some positives. The Blue Jays were scoreless at that point, but things started to fall apart in the third for pitcher Chris Sale, who has really struggled so far this year. And after the game, he was pretty hard on himself, saying he's struggling basically with location.
Today was the day we were going to turn it around. You know, we're back home, ceremony, in front of our home fans, playing our first home game. Everyone did what they had to do except for me, and that's a frustrating spot to be in.
And Sale made an early exit. He pitched four innings, allowed seven hits and five earned runs, and his performance was actually met with a smattering of boos.
Oof.
Yeah, rough.
Yeah. On offense, there were some bright spots, though. Home runs by Mitch Moreland, Mookie Betts, and fans welcomed back Dustin Pedroia with a standing ovation.
Yeah, that was another one of the highlights. Pedroia's, you know, the heart and soul of the team, and he was back in the lineup after a long, long absence due to multiple surgeries on his left knee. It was his first regular season appearance since May 29th of last year, and last season, he actually only played three games, but he's back, and he was asking people to stop worrying about his knee.
My knee can't get any worse, so, I mean, it's going to be all right. So, you know, it is what it is. You know, I'm just excited to be out here and be able to help the team and play and be around the guys. It's going to be fun.
And even with the Red Sox struggles, and even though Pedroia won't likely be an everyday player, it was very clear his teammates are happy to have him back.
Now, Shira, the Red Sox are off today before they play the Jays again tomorrow night. What are they saying about how they might be able to break out of this slump?
Yeah, they were asked a lot about that after the game, and it's not anything complicated. As Alex Cora said, the team just has to play better. It sounds simple, but obviously proving very hard to do. I think sometimes all it takes is one good win, one strong starting pitching performance, something that breaks the pattern and gives the team something positive to build on. That's what they're looking for, and they can go from there.
All right. WBUR's Shira Springer, thanks for being with us this morning.
Thanks for having me on.